This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Bush administration is taking the herbal stimulant ephedra off the market early next year. The action comes nearly a decade after the Food and Drug Administration began hearing about deaths and life-threatening side effects. Ephedra was a popular product for people trying to lose weight or enhance athletic performance. The government crackdown has rekindled a debate over the way dietary supplements are regulated. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
It's the first time that the federal government has moved to ban the sale of a dietary supplement. Mark McClellan is the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration. He announced the government action at a press conference in Washington. McClellan said because ephedra is an herbal product and not a drug, the FDA had to meet a very high standard.
Our conclusion that ephedra presents an unreasonable risk to the public health is the result of a long, hard road of seeking out all possible evidence on the potential risks and benefits of ephedra to meet the challenging standard of the dietary supplement law.
That law was passed by Congress in 1994. It says dietary supplements are classified as food, not as drugs. And unlike drugs, they can be sold without approval of the FDA. Companies do not even have to inform the government of any deaths or other bad side effects that result from the use of the products. Secretary of Health and Human Services Tommy Thompson joined McClellan, and he said Congress might want to give the FDA more authority under the law.
We have a tremendous burden of proof in order to take supplements off of the market. We have to prove scientifically that they're unsafe. That's a completely different burden of proof that FDA has. Now, Congress should take a look at whether or not they want that to continue.
But supplement makers say there's no reason to change the law, and they say the fact that the FDA did ban ephedra proves it. David Seckman runs the National Nutritional Foods Association. It represents some 5,000 makers and sellers of natural products, including dietary supplements.
The FDA, have all the authority under Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act to ban any product or take any product that they feel is unsafe off the market. And we've said that to Congress, we've said it to the FDA, we've said it to the media, we've said it everywhere. That's what the whole genesis behind the act was. That actually the Shea in 1994 was passed, gave more powers to the FDA to take products that they feel like unsafe off the market.
Critics of the dietary supplement industry think the FDA action shows how limited the agency really is.
They're kind of coming a little late to the party.
That's Bill Gurley. He's a pharmacy professor at the University of Arkansas. Gurley says that by the time the FDA acted, ephedra was long past its peak in popularity.
Just in the last 6 months, if you've gone to Walgreens or Walmart or Kroger or wherever, the ephedra supplements that have been available to the public in the more traditional venues have almost disappeared. The traditional products like Metabolife and Rip Fuel and Xenadrine RFA have been disappearing from the shelves of many of the more popular retailers.
Gurley says that's because of negative publicity surrounding ephedra, not fear of FDA action. That publicity included high-profile deaths of people who otherwise had no health problems, like Baltimore Orioles pitcher Steve Beckler, who died during spring training this year. Since then, Illinois, New York, and California have passed bans on ephedra sales, and with lawsuits piling up against ephedra makers, the product was getting harder and harder to find. Some of the same companies now market new diet supplements, ones that they advertise as ephedra-free. They use other natural products. One of the most common now is bitter orange. But Gurley says the law that allowed ephedra to stay on the market also makes it hard for the FDA to say whether the new alternatives to ephedra are safe. Still, Mark McClellan of the FDA said the ephedra announcement was a signal that the government is now taking a tougher stand on supplements.
We're going to continue to be vigilant and use our resources as best we can to protect Americans.
McClellan said the process the FDA used to ban ephedra gives the government a framework for taking action against other supplements if they are shown to be dangerous. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.